I think it's the right thing to do, Langdon added. And what do you have to lose?
If everything you're saying is true, then you have my word.
Sinsky pushed the phone toward him.
Please make the call.
To Sinsky's surprise, Langdon ignored the phone. Instead, he stood up and headed out the door, stating that he would be back in a minute. Puzzled, Sinsky walked into the hall and observed him striding through the consulate's waiting area, pushing open the glass doors, and exiting into the elevator foyer beyond. For a moment, she thought he was leaving, but then, rather than summoning the elevator, he slipped quietly into the women's restroom. A few moments later, he emerged with a woman who looked to be in her early 30s. Sinsky needed a long moment to accept the fact that this was truly Sienna Brooks. The pretty ponytailed woman she had seen earlier in the day had been utterly transformed. She was totally bald, as if her scalp had been shaved clean. When the two entered her office, they silently took seats facing the desk.
Forgive me, Sienna said quickly. I know we have a lot to discuss. But first, I was hoping you would permit me to say something that I really need to say.
Sinsky noted the sadness in Sienna's voice.
Of course. Ma'am, she began,
her voice frail,
you are the director of the World Health Organization. You know better than anyone that we are a species on the edge of collapse, a population out of control. For years, Bertrand Zobrist attempted to engage with influential people like yourself to discuss the impending crisis. He visited countless organizations that he believed could effect change. World Watch Institute, the Club of Rome, Population Matters, the Council on Foreign Relations. But he never found anyone who dared engage in a meaningful conversation about a real solution. You all responded with plans for better contraceptive education, tax incentives for smaller families, and even talk of colonizing the moon. It's no wonder Bertrand lost his mind.
Sinsky stared at her, offering no reaction. Sienna took a deep breath.
Dr. Sinsky, Bertrand came to you personally. He begged you to acknowledge that we are on the brink, begged you to engage in some kind of dialogue. But rather than listening to his ideas, you called him a madman, put him on a watch list, and drove him underground.
Sienna's voice grew heavy with emotion.
Bertrand died all alone because people like yourself refused to open your minds enough even to admit that our catastrophic circumstances might actually require an uncomfortable solution. All Bertrand ever did was speak the truth, and for that he was ostracized.
Sienna wiped her eyes and gazed across the desk at Sinsky.
Believe me, I know what it's like to feel all alone. The worst kind of loneliness in the world is the isolation that comes from being misunderstood. It can make people lose their grasp on reality.
Sienna stopped talking, and a strained silence followed.
That's all I wanted to say, she whispered.
Sinsky studied her for a long while, and then sat down.
Miss Brooks, she said as calmly as possible, you're right. I may not have listened before.
She folded her hands on the desk and looked directly at Sienna.
But I'm listening now.